This year's mandatory sequestration cuts translated into a $5 million loss for Head Start in Maryland. Baltimore City lost nearly $1.6 million. City Head Start Director Shannon Burroughs Campbell says enrollment was reduced by 36 students and 26 staff positions were cut.
We cut teachers, teaching assistants. We cut family service coordinators, education coordinators, and curriculum specialists, and other staff such as janitorial and maintenance staff.
Burroughs Campbell says some classes had to be cut at three of their 11 Head Start sites, including Dayspring, which serves homeless students. Even with state funds making up for 82% of the sequestration cuts, she is concerned that the remaining shortfall will cause their student readiness gains to decline.
Baltimore City Head Start children had a 15 percentage point increase over 2 years in their school readiness when they arrive at kindergarten. And so we went from 61% ready to 76% ready. These are very low income children that need a lot of assistance, and I think they're coming a long way with the help of Head Start.
Looking at the federal numbers, so.
At the Y of Central Maryland offices in Towson, CEO John Hoey looks over Head Start numbers with an assistant. The Y runs all of the 9 Head Start sites in Baltimore County and 7 in Baltimore City. The program lost $350,000 and 22 enrollment slots. Hoey says things could get worse.
Those who are controlling the budget process are calling for deeper cuts. We've cut, we believe, to the bone in terms of our infrastructure and all the support services. We've asked people to double up in terms of what they're doing so as to avoid cutting enrollment. But at this point, we'll have to go there because there's really nothing left to cut.
Head Start officials hope to restore some enrollment slots with the state money. The Y eliminated 4 positions in the city and 5 in the county. Also, the hours of employees such as Carrie Neese were reduced.
Connor, come here, please. We're going to do this real quick.
These days, Neese is homeschooling her twin boys, who both suffer from hemophilia. She was a Head Start receptionist, but said she couldn't afford to go from full-time to part-time.
20 hours a week, so it's less than $50 a day. Driving from Essex to Perry Hall, then they take taxes out. No benefits, no sick time, no vacation time. So if I'm not there, I'm not getting paid at all.
And with sons who often have medical emergencies, Neese needed a job with paid leave. If the state funding opens her position back to full time, she's not sure she would go back.
It was a great experience. I don't think I'm willing to go back to a place where my job is uncertain.
That's because more cuts will come next year. Linda Zhang, who oversees Head Start for the State Education Department, says they will be half of this year's cuts, but
Head Start programs were flat funded for many years, and a lot of the buildings need work, and to cut back to even less is very impactful.
The only options for many low-income parents may be the public school pre-K program, if they act quickly. Those roles are close to capacity as well. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting for 88.1 WYPR.